Yeah, because I play that kind of chess.
This is why no one likes you.
This is one of a long, long, long list. Basically, as long as everyone who's ever met me, that's why people don't like me.
Good evening. Welcome back to Boomer Rex Tonight, your not so nearly daily.
Your nearly whatever cast.
Yeah. No, so we're sorry we weren't around Thursday disease. And Friday, but it turns out that Thursday we were dying, Friday we were dead, and Saturday we were in the process of being reborn or something. I'm not that good with the fucking Jesus shit.
Barnabas something born on a Monday? No, wait, that's not how that works.
We can't all be Jesus.
Yes, yay. But I don't want to sound like I'm saying rude things about my tan Jesus.
Oh, no. I would love to know, like an actual Jesus. That'd be amazing.
Like,
he'd be my best friend. We would do all the things. Do you hear me, Jesus? Like, if you're out there, send me a message. Let's be buddies. I need a Jesus bestie. My life would be so much better. And then I could say my best friend is holy.
Oh, we're obviously going to hell. So, yeah. We've got the plague. We're here sometimes. We recorded this bit.
So anyway.
The virus ate our homework.
Boomer's still not feeling well, but we seemed to bounce back pretty quick. Sunday, we were feeling pretty okay. So.
Yeah. That doesn't matter. Tomorrow.
Is it Monday? God, I lost track. It must be Monday.
There was a day when I could just not move, and all I could do was have cold air pass over
me. Oh, God, no.
While I laid on the heating.
I think it was Friday. You and I were literally awake for 1 or 2 hours at a time, like twice throughout the entire fucking day.
That's right. Because you shared your chicken broth because you're nice.
I did. Yeah, no, I think that was genius of me. I can't believe I didn't think of it sooner. It is Monday. I am correct. Ha ha ha. So we only missed 2 shows. That's fine.
Yeah, it's been a trick.
Anyway.
That's also why we didn't have any background until just a second ago.
Since we don't have Boomer Rex, we are obviously, as I'm sure you figured out, once again taking over the show.
Yep.
And this time we
doing
are
very competently, I might add. You should write that down somewhere. Tell an adult.
Mm-hmm. We are celebrating Betty White's birthday tonight.
Woo. There's Barnabas shouting about it.
So what better way to celebrate Betty White's birthday than by, are we going to do this? Or are we going to show them videos?
Do you have videos?
You made some, plus we had some from before that we didn't use.
Not that we've done anything with.
Fine. You just get this tonight. We'll save the special us playing video games for another night.
Or we can take 2 seconds after and chop the audio out. But yeah.
We'll figure it out. Either you're going to get us playing video games or not. That's, you'll see. It's a surprise! Go to our YouTube.
Yeah.
Hey, Boomer Rex tonight.
After you rate and review this. And like, comment, subscribe.
And heart. Yeah, do
sign
all
up
the
on
things.
The Patreon. Sign your friends up on the Patreon.
Yeah, fucking sign up on the goddamn Patreon. You know you want to. So, we're celebrating Betty White. And
share us on Facebook.
Her favorite snacks were potato chips and those red licorice. I forget what they're called.
Red vines.
Red vines. Thank you. Yeah. I should have written that down. That would have been the smart thing to do. But I assumed something that simple my brain would retain. But I just always called them Twizzlers, so. Anyway, and she also liked, what did I say? I said potato chips and the red vines, and
vodka and hot dogs.
Vodka and hot dogs.
Yep. Those are pretty good choices.
Yeah, so.
Hot dogs are good, because you can add a lot of things to them and make them other stuff.
Yeah. I got some fun, things that people are saying about her.
No.
Her friends, the people who knew her best, so. It's going to be an interesting night. So let's start with, who is Betty White? Betty Marion White Ludden. Ludden.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that was her husband's name.
For sure.
So, she was born on January 17th, of course, 1922. Jesus, fuck. I did not realize, like, you don't think about it, right? You're, like, 100 years old, whatever.
Yeah.
But then you look at the date, 1922, really. And you're like, holy fuck, a lot of shit was going on back then.
She saw the world grow a lot.
The roaring fucking 20s was when she was born. Yeah. That's what they were. That's
her 20s, mom was doing some roaring.
So she was born in Oak Park, Illinois.
I know nothing about the lady. I've just decided now she's the daughter of rum runners. Trying to write a story.
A little bit, a little bit.
Oh, shit. We actually know something about her background. You did so much research for this. I am no good at all.
Well, I watched hours and hours of Betty White.
I'm just talking about Betty White, when he starts making hippie sounds.
I mean, yeah, that's what my day consisted of, is just watching shows and doing research on Betty White. So, anyway, born in Oak Parks, Illinois in 1922. In 1923, her family moved to Alhambra, California, and later to Los Angeles during the Great Depression. Her father, to make extra money, made and sold crystal radios, and would sometimes trade them for goods, since it was the Great Depression and people didn't tend to have a lot of money, so people were trading for goods back then. And the occasional dog.
Oh.
Her and her family used to visit, I think it was Sierra Nevada.
How occasionally is occasionally?
I don't know, it just said occasionally.
It's the 20s, they might have eaten the dogs.
She was an animal-like freak. I promise you, they didn't eat the dogs.
I'm not saying I think she ate the dogs.
Are you sure
we can't just make stuff up about people?
Not Betty White.
That's fair.
And not when we're doing a history report. Damn, literally on her. It's like school. Like,
my ability to bullshit through most things is no help here.
Originally, she wanted to be a forest ranger. Yeah.
I seem to recall hearing that.
But women weren't allowed to serve at the time.
It's always something like that.
Yeah, fucking dumb. Instead, she decided to write and after writing a play and starring in it for her school, she became interested in performing. In 1930, at 8 years old, she played a crippled orphan on Empire Builders, an old radio show.
Interesting.
You can find some of them on CD, I believe.
Yeah, it's not ringing any bells, but...
There's only, like, 8 episodes that still exist. I don't know if the rest of them... just old-timey radio. Yeah, the rest of them got lost, because back then, like, they're just... Yeah. Lost or destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was, you know, not uncommon in the fucking, not 20s, but nearly.
So she was 8 years old at that point. So, and this led her to becoming interested in performing. She followed her idols, Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy, and pursued her career as an actress. A month after graduating high school, she and a friend sang on an early TV show. She then got into modeling and later on volunteered for World War II efforts, in which she would drive trucks and such full of supplies into Hollywood for the war, to help the war effort. Yep. And she did shows for the men when they would go away and when they would come back, and vacations and stuff. So she did a lot of stuff for the World War II vets, or not vets, but before they were vets, when they were still troops. There we go. Yay.
Yeah.
Sorry, when you're thinking World War II, you think vets, you don't think troops, because...
You're ageist and bad.
I was born in 1980-something. Like... Fuck you. You were born before me. Yeah, that's what you keep saying, and I still think it's just as much of a lie as it was then. So, after a time on radio, she got a show on TV, and that is, as we say,
still a show we that. Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she would never heard from again.
Oh, no.
No, wait.
So she is often referred to as the First Lady of Television. Yeah, I'm a little disorganized because I wrote stuff everywhere.
read a crazy person journal instead of real research.
It is real research. It's just crazy person
did
real
I
research.
Did I see a pyramid diagram?
You did not.
Is that two magnets fucking each other?
Well, let's get into this. So over her career, shut up. Over her career, she was nominated for 24 and won 8 Emmy Awards, 3 American Comedy Awards, and a Grammy Award. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and was a 1995 Television Hall of Fame inductee.
Excellent.
Yeah, no, she truly did amazing things.
I like the Hello Elizabeth episodes we were watching today.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Those are fabulous. Hello, I want to go back and watch some more of that.
It's a lot of fun. It's hysterical.
Well, it is, because like it's
before... old school black and white, but it still holds up.
Well, and there's still holds it's up. That it really was a golden age of television because no one knew how to do it. And so there's all of these things that you look at, and if you have any and kind of like
she produced it
class about it, right? It's stuff that, like, basic cinematography classes tell you, never do this.
Right.
But we didn't know. And you know what? Fuck it. That's dope.
Yeah.
So, no, it's just wonderful. And both of them are lunatics, so.
Fair. In January of 2010, Sandra Bullock, you know, Betty White's bestie, presented her with the Screen Actors Guild Life Achievement Award. And that was really cool.
That was a delightful video.
Yes, segment. You can watch that on YouTube. Go ahead and Google it. It's amazing.
Pause this. Go get some popcorn.
She was a frequent guest on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. That was like forever ago. That was
watching the Johnny Carson show.
Shaking. Fuck, I'm old. Like a dum-dum. Just go lay down somewhere, dog.
I was happily laying down on the couch, ruining things.
Yeah. Let's see. She was on Boston Legal, called Date with Angels, which was her hanging out with movie stars and their pets. I think I got the name right. Something about Date with Angels or something. But anyway. She got the Jane Goodall Institute Award. She was in the movie The Proposal. She was celebrated for being her at the 70th Emmy Awards, and that's a fun thing to watch. It's also on YouTube. In 2015, the Daytime Emmys gave Betty White the Lifetime Achievement Award. In her words, doing all the game shows and talk shows made her a TV personality. Because agreed. She started off doing, you know, some of these shows, and then she started guest starring in lots of shows.
Well, I saw her
and doing the
growing up
the game show circuits. Yeah. She was on like every game show. She would just always just be doing different shows and.
But yeah. It means that you've come into a lot of rooms and been like, oh shit, that's Betty White.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to the thing. Bye, Betty White. Like just weird, like veins of Betty White throughout my like.
Yeah.
Rolodex of
you'll see like 2-3 minutes of her and you're like, oh, it's Betty White. Oh, yeah. It's Betty White.
Well, and even before it was that's Betty White, just like, oh shit, yeah, it's who's it's from the thing.
It's that cool old lady that I like.
Yeah,
yeah. No, she truly is just, I mean, we're not gonna be able to list absolutely everything she was in because fuck it, have you seen her Wikipedia? She was in fucking everything.
Yep.
Did it exist? She was in it. Or knew somebody who's in it. I mean, fucking...
Oh, that for certain.
She was a rock star. It is. I mean, to this day.
And her professional work defined how we think of television when you're like, how would you film it? Right? Or when you're like thinking up the stories and like, oh, it's kind of like that. Yeah. Because of things she did, we have those stereotypes now. Mm-hmm. Right? She helped define the like modern suburban woman stereotype just from... like, body of work.
Right.
Levels of input.
So she was on a TV show, Maybe This Time, in Hot in Cleveland, Bold and the Beautiful. She was People's Choice for Favorite TV Icon on E! Exclamation point. You know what I'm talking about. People's Choice Awards at 93 years old. And you can Google that on YouTube. Google it on YouTube. You can look that up on YouTube. And it's a real cute video. Betty White birthday throwback YouTube posted on January 17th, 2021. It's her and Ryan Reynolds. It's really funny. Because they supposedly had, like beef or whatever. And they didn't really, but... Sorry. Dog. Dog problem solved. Yeah, that distracted me. She surprised Morgan Freeman at the 39th AFI Life Achievement Award ceremony. And I don't, she didn't present it to him, but she showed up and made a big fuss. And it was really, it was amazing. Mama's Family. I don't know if that was a TV show or a movie. Oh, yeah. She was a big part of the Morris Animal Foundation. She was like their president or something, like, and she was in it for like 40 years or something ridiculous. Like, and she was part of the foundation right up until the day she died. Which for those of you who don't know, which I would be shocked if you didn't, she died on the 31st of December of 2021. She's in the Guinness Book of World Record winner for entertainer with the longest TV career of all time. Originally, she was the longest female entertainer career, but I think she is now officially the longest of anybody. 8 decades, so 80 plus years.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be a bit. You gotta just throw things around. That's cool.
Yeah, so between the dog being crazy and the cats being crazy, it's pretty crazy in here tonight, so you'll have to excuse us. She, in 1949, did a daytime radio show 6 days a week, co-hosted show Hollywood on Television. The show was criticized for hosting Arthur Duncan, a black tap dancer, and Betty responded, I'm sorry, live with it, and gave Duncan more airtime.
Hell yeah.
Because back then they didn't do black people on TV. Yeah. This was a big thing, and she was just like, fuck you, let's get him back here, do some more, buddy, let's go. The censors are mad. Fuck them.
That's how you know you're living your life right, somewhere. If your life had a censor, they'd be pulling their hair out.
So she was married to Alan London, who was one of his, so she was on the show Password.
Yep.
And he was the host of the show. And they ended up falling in love and getting married. Sadly, he died in 1981.
Yeah.
She never remarried, never had kids. And to the day she died, she talked about how much, you know, why would I, she said something, I don't want to quote her because I don't remember the exact quote, but she basically said,
I've already had the best.
Yeah. I, why would I try something else when you've already had the best? It doesn't make any sense. So,
that was adorable.
Yeah. Nobody knows much about her love life or whatever in the 40 years, but from everything I've seen, from everything I could look up.
You don't need to make a sex tape. Yeah.
No, she...
Don't let him pressure you.
So let's talk about what people are saying, like her friends and stuff are saying about her. Ryan Reynolds, after she passed, tweeted, "The world looks different now. She was great at defying expectations. She managed to grow very old and somehow not old enough. We'll miss you, Betty. Now you know the secret." Now, one of the things that she did talk about is nobody knows the secret to what happens after you die. It's a secret. Nobody knows.
That's so one of my preferred answers.
Yeah. So she's like, it'll be a surprise. And she was not afraid of dying.
One of the great mysteries. Everybody gets to find out.
And Sandra Bullock said this of her. "I don't drink vodka, but I will tonight on ice. With a slice of lemon, with a hot dog on the other side and just be okay being sad. I'll have to buy some rose-colored glasses because Betty was that for all of us. I mean, these two. I mean, these sayings are, these are going to be quoted for generations. I mean, just really well done. Betty White, they did a movie, Betty White, 100 Years Young.
Oops.
And her agent and close friend, Jeff Wittes, said, "Even though Betty was about to be 100, I thought she would live forever." Also very sad. Kathy Griffin said, "No matter how long this world continues to spin, there will only be one Betty White." True words have not been spoken. Wendy Malick says that Betty White was the single greatest female mentor she ever had. Now, they met in doing the show Hot in Cleveland, and Wendy Malick was reaching 60, and Betty White was 90, and she's like, "It was amazing for me to be able to see that there's, you don't life have to retire, yeah. You can keep going, like, mm-hmm. it's fine, I got another 30 years, yep. you know?" She says that Betty White was into vodka and Diet Coke, and for okay. breakfast, she would have coffee, OJ, and, like, a bear claw. So just didn't care what she ate, just ate and drank whatever she wanted. Drew Barrymore said on her show last week, "We're all better for her having been on this planet," and that I agree with.
Yeah.
100%. She's just been in so much and touched so much, and she was all about the animals. She did so much when it came to helping out you know, animals and such. And right now they're doing the hashtag Betty White Challenge.
Yep.
So we've donated today. Okay. If you didn't get a chance to donate, just don't worry. Just doesn't matter when you donate. Doesn't matter if you wait 2 weeks.
There'll be ugly street animals. In the time.
Yeah, just donate $5 and
sometime when you got $10, kick it up to the animals that live outdoors.
Put it in Betty White's name. That's what everybody's yep. doing. So that's the new thing. So do that.
No ice bucketing your way out of this, shitheads.
Nope.
Cut a check. That's what helps. They need blankets and food and mm-hmm. all kinds of things.
It's $5, so just donate to your local shelter, or the Morris Foundation, which she was really into. So I mean, yeah, there's just so many ways to honor her, and there's so much we could say about her. But, I mean, I found out just looking this up some stuff that I didn't know. You know, like the fact that she was on radio when she was 8 years old. I didn't yep. know that.
No, we're going to check out some of that Gildersleeves.
Yep. She did commercials, apparently.
Yep.
She did parquet commercials. I don't even know what fucking parquet is. There wasn't even a clickable
kind of floor
link. So.
But I may also be on drugs.
That's
I
true. Mean. So another thing that you should look up on YouTube if you like Betty White is Betty White Monologue, Facebook, Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
That was hysterical. It's really good. And she hosted Saturday Night Live at 88 years old. And this was because Facebook did a campaign to get Betty White to host Saturday Night Live, and it fucking worked! shortly before her death, I believe, she made a movie for her fans as a thank you. So we should be seeing, or a show of some sort, so we should be seeing that soon. And they still went forward with her birthday celebration, everything today. So people who had tickets to the release of Betty White, 100 Years Young, that still all happened. So.
Hells yeah.
Yeah. No, it sucks for me because Betty White was like, it's always like, nope, Betty White can't die. She's got to be like the Queen of England. She's just got to live forever. Right. That was always my hope. Queen of England's still alive.
I view them very much like fish in aquariums, where I like to go and see the ones I know, but at some point, I'm going to show up and there's not going to be as many whatevers as there had been. Like, I don't know. I can't invest that much in a life I wouldn't want at some level.
Oh, but she loved it. She loved she did, which is rare. Everybody who met her talks about how humble she was, and she never let it go over her head.
Did you roll the dice on absolute batshit fame at this point? I mean, obviously we're trying, but we can have an airship.
I mean, we're making a show.
Oh, Roxo.
We're doing a podcast.
I agree.
How much more batshit crazy do you get than that?
Airship. That's a whole ass level extra of crazy.
Yeah, but we're talking about getting it for the show.
That's why you gotta send us money to the internet.
Money, 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 money.
And then we will fly over and shower it on one of the places for the poor's animals. Once we're crazy rich and I can call them the poor's. And then buy a bunch of them.
Buy a bunch of the poor's?
The poor animals. Not the people. You can't buy people anymore.
I was shocked. I mean, technically, paying people money to do things is you're buying their services.
Yeah, see? So, some billionaire, buy us. We make great pets.
Fair. And we got all our shots.
True.
So, no rabies from us COVID.
Now she's just saying a lot of things that I'm not sure I feel comfortable endorsing that message. No, I might give them rabies. I don't mean to. I can't be taken to candle shops. I will lick something. I don't know what it is in my brain that doesn't work that makes it go, oh, that's local popcorn. Oh, but it tastes like burning and cancer. Great. This is what it tastes like to lick forgetting.
All right, and then something completely different. What were you telling me about earlier?
I was probably making it up. Oh, so the insurrectionists are complaining that they haven't been allowed barbers and such like other prisoners. Turns out they're providing barber services to all vaccinated inmates.
Oh, let me guess. No, let me guess. I bet you none of these fuckers are vaccinated.
Turns out you're right.
Oh, yeah! I knew it, fuckers.
Well, they're afraid they'll turn into zombie alligators. I don't know.
Why is that a bad thing? Why does everybody think zombie alligators is a bad thing? That's what I want. I want fucking zombie alligators.
Because then they're going to break out and... I don't know. I got nothing. You don't have words. Just get your shots, the monkeys. Or don't. I don't care anymore. Like, I'm over it.
Yeah, no, we got our shots, we're fine. We don't care. I mean...
Then we got the flu and died.
Yeah.
Cried about it for days on end. Sometimes we just lay there too tired to play video games. Too sick to go to sleep.
Pretty much, yeah. No, we literally set our phone to some of our favorite podcasts and just dazed in and out of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The meaning of everything. We came back, send us more money, we'll tell you more secrets.
Yeah, no, because I definitely know the secret of life and stuff and things.
What else? Really nothing.
Yeah, no.
No.
All right, so you're getting a short one tonight, folks, but learned a bunch of cool stuff about Betty White, and definitely hit up YouTube for Betty White videos and such. Look up Betty White anything, because fucking Betty White's amazing.
Yeah. Like, we're definitely watching more of that Life of Elizabeth.
Oh my gosh, and we're going to watch The Proposal. Oh my god, I cannot wait. That's going to be so good.
I had that on my Voodoo account. Oh. We should get sponsored by some set of idiots.
Yeah, somebody out there, fucking sponsor us.
Send us money.
We'll
tell you more facts about things.
We want money.
I do solemnly, Barnabas, swear not to lie to you about most stuff.
I won't lie.
You'll know when I'm lying. It's obvious when I'm lying. It's usually because I'm bored of the thing, but not in a mean way.
Okay, so if he's ever talking and I'm not, we're lying to you, because
true.
I won't lie, and
one of these doors
he
always
aggressively
tells the truth.
Doesn't care. So anyway,
that's what the cat walk along the side.
Thank you all. We wanted to let y'all know we're still alive. We probably aren't going to have a regular show tomorrow either. So
we'll see. Barnabas has built a catapult so we can launch a microphone into Boomer Rex's cage.
You know what? Let's do the video thing tomorrow. Okay. Where we'll do so. What we'll do is in the background,
we'll find some stuff. You'll see new things.
Yeah, we'll have us playing video games in the background. So we don't know what we're gonna play yet. You'll have to wait and see. So, tune in to our YouTube, and we love you all.
Yep, right after you go to our Patreon and send us money.
We will see you back here tomorrow night on Boomer Rex Tonight.
You know why I said catapult? Because it was designed by a cat. Filthy goddamn heathen. Oh, I can tell you. I can smell what you ate.